Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Wednesday, and this Friday, just 2 days from now, we've got some great action over at Richmond Raceway. And then on Saturday, we got more great action. And Dennis Bickmeyer, who is president, CEO, grand poobah. I don't even know what the title is. He's just the big boss over at Richmond Raceway. I'm so thrilled he's joining us. Dennis, thanks for being here.
Well, thank you. And I'm just the lucky guy that gets to help lead this group over here. We got a small but mighty group, and looking forward to some NASCAR playoff action this weekend.
Oh, we are as well. I want you to remind everybody, because we've got two races, one Friday, one Saturday. Explain to me exactly what the different races are and what they mean to the pack.
Yes, so Friday night, Go Bowling 250. That's the NASCAR Xfinity Series. So, you know, NASCAR has three levels of their Premier Series, the Gander Outdoor Truck Series, the Xfinity Series, and then the highest level, the Monster Energy Cup Series. So Friday night, we kick off the Xfinity Series playoffs. So race number one, 12 drivers trying to win a championship over the balance of the season, but we're their first race. So if you win our race, you get to move on to the next round of the playoffs if you're one of those drivers. And then Saturday, Federated Auto Parts 400, the Monster Energy Cup Series. We're race number two in the playoffs. So two of 10 races. Again, I think we're just very fortunate here, Jeff, to be in a position where we can be one of the racetracks that helps decide a champion. So we're excited about that. And like I said, I mean, it's playoff action here in Richmond, Virginia.
Oh, it is fantastic to think that it is. Now, do me a favor. Explain to everybody about the playoff situation, because I think I'm not the biggest race fan. I like it, but I couldn't tell you standings and stuff. So can you explain to me if the winner on Saturday night at Richmond Raceway makes the cut, he's number one, what happens to him then?
Well, that driver automatically moves on to the next round of the playoffs. So
gotcha.
Really what it does is it takes the pressure off. So I'll give you an example. So race number one last week to kick off the Cup Series playoffs was in Las Vegas.
Right.
Martin Truex Jr., who's one of the 16 eligible to win a championship, won that race. So he's automatically into the next round. Now, there were a few drivers who had some issues in Vegas that they need a good race in Richmond, because at the end of the race after us, which is in Charlotte next week, four of those 16 drivers will be eliminated. So there's a few drivers that are, you know, fighting for their playoff lives, as you know, so to speak. So
yeah.
That's what there's so much on the line here. So if you had a bad race and you're in the playoffs in race one, you got to get it done here in Richmond because you only got one more shot the following week.
Oh, man. All right. Well, I love that. So in that case, what happens in Vegas does not stay in Vegas.
That's right. Well, unless you're Martin Truex, you probably could have hung out there for a few more days and celebrated and just come on over here to Richmond.
Hey, tell me a little bit about open wheel racing coming to Richmond.
Yeah, we announced that, it feels like a few months ago.
Yeah.
It was just a few weeks ago. The return of the NTT IndyCar Series. And for those here in Richmond that were around and saw those guys race here from 01 to 09, those open-wheel cars are really fast around this three-quarter-mile oval. In fact, the comparisons that people have dropped on me, it's like watching jet fighters in a gymnasium go around. So that's a pretty cool analogy there if you think about that. But just happy to have them back. And really, Jeff, and for everyone here in Richmond, to diversify the racing products that we have here at Richmond Raceway. I mean, we have a lot of events here. We're a very multi-purpose facility. But to diversify the racing on the racetrack, get more racing on the racetrack, that's our core. We're a motorsports facility, first and foremost. And we had that big renovation last year. So we want to expose what we've done with that renovation and the modernization of the facility to more people. So we are the home, really, for the IndyCar series in the Mid-Atlantic region. No other IndyCar race up and down the Mid-Atlantic. So we're really looking forward to a lot of people coming from outside the area and joining the race fans here for that series as well.
Well, I'm looking forward to it. Dennis Bickmeyer is joining us. He is the boss over at Richmond Raceway Complex. And you mentioned Las Vegas Motor Speedway. I have to tell you, Dennis, that this is where my entire view of racing changed. I grew up, as I said, I didn't watch racing and I didn't know much about it. And I had the opportunity in Las Vegas when we lived and worked out there to go around the Las Vegas Motor Speedway tandem with a driver. And before I got in the car and I had the helmet and I had the suit, man, I was ready. And he says, okay, now just remember, this is turn number one, turn number two, turn number three, turn number four. And I was dismissive, like, yeah, of course it is. I can see the numbers. What's the big deal? And I get in the car behind him, and at around, I think, 170, 175 miles an hour, I thought, not only do I not know what turn I'm on, I'm not sure if my head is actually still attached to my body. And I said, that's it. Never, ever questioning the skill and talent of these guys again.
Well, no question, and I always that debate comes up: are these guys athletes?
Oh yes,
and I'll debate that one all day and all night because certainly they are, and I've done that school out there in Vegas as well, so I know exactly what you're talking about. But that only makes me want to come get you sometime and put you in a race car here at Richmond. Now, much different feeling here because we're much smaller than they are, but it'll be a fun experience for you.
Oh, I would love to do it anytime you need me, Dennis. By the way, I'm also available for other duties. I don't know if you're aware of this. Puck dropping for the Generals, ball throwing for the Flying Squirrels. Back when we had an indoor football team, tossing the coin. You were there at my big race, the Jeff Katz, yes, Invitational, Colonial Downs. So who do I need to know to wave a flag officially? Because I've been practicing here in the studio, but everybody just thinks I'm nuts because they knew that anyway.
Well, let's work on that for next April, okay, when NASCAR comes back to town. How's that? Because,
that sounds good.
I think we can work something out. It may be for qualifying day, but I think that'll be a lot of fun for you.
I would love to do it. And I'll tell you, Dennis, you talk about the big makeover that you guys had. I've been out there for a number of events since that. Look, I think it was always a great facility, but with everything that's new, it's not just a great facility. It is really a beautiful facility these days.
Well, appreciate that. Thank you. I mean, we're working hard on it. You know, I tell people all the time, Jeff, my job is to get it ready for the next 70 years. And we have some tremendous, tremendous racing history here. And you know, the NASCAR roots are really deep here in Richmond. And, you know, we need to be good stewards of this facility and certainly of the industry that we represent. And we're working hard to do that. And, you know, the money, the renovation was just a real good spark for us. But now we got to keep that momentum going.
Absolutely. Now, what is the difference? You talk about the size of the track itself, right? 3/4 of a mile, you said?
Yes.
Okay, so again, explain for everybody who, you know, maybe is not as involved as you are. The other tracks are bigger, right? 2-mile tracks. So it's a whole different sort of driving, isn't it?
It is, and I think that's what's really interesting about NASCAR is the variety, of racetracks that they race on. So a couple road courses on the schedule, a lot of like 1.5-mile tracks with, you know, much more banking than us. And then think about this for a second. So Michigan and California, 2-mile tracks, high speed, hard on the engines. And then, let's see, Talladega, 2.66, the biggest track that NASCAR races on. And,
wow,
again, super high banking. Daytona, 2.5, high bank track. I've seen people at Daytona, when they walk out on the track at 35-degree banking, they, like, tiptoe sideways down the banking. It's,
yes,
it's pretty fun to watch, actually. But then you look at us, Bristol, Martinsville, short tracks. So Bristol, half-mile, high bank. Martinsville, half-mile, not a lot of banking. And then here's where we're unique, and we know we love being unique here in Richmond. We are the only 3/4-mile track that the NASCAR Cup Series races on. So we,
oh, wow,
love to be different and unique. But what the drivers say about our track, Jeff, is it's the right blend of, you know, it's the right size, it's the right blend of speed, speed and, you know, and short track action. So Tony Stewart said that our little track is a short track that races like a super speedway. And what he means by that is they can get up to some pretty good speeds over a 3/4 mile track, which is, again, kind of rare for a track this small.
Yeah. Well, I am so excited, Dennis, and I'm thrilled that I'm going to be able to be over there both Friday and Saturday. Now, I'm hoping that other people can come out and join me. Are there still tickets available?
Definitely. RichmondRaceway.com. You can go there or you can walk up. And I'll just remind everybody, kids 12 and under free on Friday. I always love that. You know, one of my big things, Jeff, is bring a kid to the racetrack. You know, our sport's very generational.
Yep.
And if you can bring someone brought you to a racetrack or you can bring someone to a racetrack and introduce them, then that's a big part of, you know, of our sport. And free parking, and you can bring your own food and beverage in. No other sport does that. So we are absolutely geared up and looking forward to folks coming out. And if you haven't been here in a while, come back and give us a try again and let us win you back. How's that?
It sounds great to me. You already won me back, but I want to bring a whole bunch of other folks. Dennis, number one, thank you for making the time to be with us. Again, congratulations on just how beautiful Richmond Raceway Complex looks these days. And hopefully I get the chance to just say hi while I'm over there Friday and Saturday.
Well, I look forward to that. Thanks for being the MRN affiliate there at WRVA. And you keep practicing that flag waving. Let's get that set up for next April.
I love it. Dennis Bickmeyer, thank you, my friend. That is Dennis Bickmeyer. He is the boss over at Richmond Raceway Complex. All right, so I have witnesses, do I not? Your witnesses, I suppose. Next April, I'm going to put on the calendar now, next April, flag-waving Richmond Raceway Complex. You know who's going to be jealous? Oh, no, seriously, I'm going to text Natalie Calabat over at ABC8 right now. Because, because we teamed up for the puck drop, and we were working on the first pitch together, but I don't know. Is this going to be a solo act? I'll keep you updated. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.